following was written as a spoken word poem in November 2002, before the U.S. invaded Iraq. Colleen Redman wrote it while in a cabin on a three-day solo writer's retreat. In the 5 years since then, it has been read at several peace rallies, open mic poetry readings, and so on. Colleen Redman is a self-taught writer from Floyd, Virginia. She blogs daily at looseleafnotes.com. The poem is entitled Dream for President Bush.
I want President Bush to have a dream, like the one that Ebenezer Scrooge had. I want him to be visited by the ghosts of Iraqi children who cry out, "But mankind was your business." I want all the Tiny Tims of the world to get their 401k money back from the white-collar criminals who stole it. I want them to not go to war for oil, good ratings, or weapon sale quotas because this white-collar mafia is in power. I wish President Bush would have an affair. I wish he'd take off his black pointed cowboy boots and look at the moon more often. And then I wish he'd wake up and be inflicted with what Jim Carrey had in the movie Liar, Liar. I wish all the billboards across the country read, "Give back the votes your brother stole." And the poets would shout from every street corner, "The emperor wears no clothes." I want his mouth washed out with soap every time he says weapons of mass destruction, and for him to wear a Darth Vader helmet if he ever says the axis of evil again. I hope President Bush looks out his White House window when we descend on Washington marching for peace, like hordes of starlings who know their way home because it is in their nature. I want President Bush to have a dream like the one that Martin Luther King had. I want him to be visited by the ghosts of King John Lennon, Paul Wellstone, and the Kennedys. I want the New York Times to cover this story when his mother scolds him for being a bully. I hope he gets some G.I. Joes for Christmas and starts to play with real toys and not with real people. I think President Bush should go back to school and look up some words in the dictionary or study history, like the Roman Empire. I'd like him to write on the blackboard 100 times, "I will not promote propaganda or the far-right agenda. I will not join gangs." I want President Bush to be haunted by the ghosts of our founding fathers until he learns this lesson, that killing civilians is a terrorist act and preemptive strike is invasion. I want him to break out in song at his next address to the nation, singing, "Give peace a chance is all we are saying and we shall overcome." I want President Bush to have an epiphany, or else I want him gone. I want Americans to say yes when the polls ask, "Should regime change begin at home?" And I want him to stop shouting fire in the theater when he is the one with the matches. I want him to care about children more than slogans and re-elections. If President Bush doesn't have a real dream soon, he should step aside for those who do. He should impeach himself and ask for forgiveness for imposing his nightmare on the world.
Again, that was Colleen Redman reading her poem, Dream for President Bush. She wrote the poem 5 years ago. She's a self-taught writer from Floyd, Virginia. You can find her blog at looseleafnotes.com. And if you want to read the whole poem, go to our website, themonitor.wordpress.com.